Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
What pressure, what a game, and Destiny's Children are still alive. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. It was worth the wait of getting through one rainstorm and a tornado that never came. The super regional final between the hometown Tar Heels and the chickens from down south did not disappoint. Carolina may not have its hitting and pitching completely back together, but its character and heart are still intact and got them through this one for sure. South Carolina outscored UNC 16-8 in the three games, but the Tar Heels won two of them thanks to their refusal to quit and Gamecock miscues catching up with them, bunting themselves out of two big innings by failing to move the runners up, making a humongous throwing error that allowed the tying run to score, and walking three straight batters in light blue to force in the decisive run. Carolina needed all a mishap to pick up senior center fielder Chaz Frank, who inexplicably dropped a pretty routine fly ball that allowed two Gamecocks to score and take a 3-2 lead. The home team had gone up earlier after South Carolina hit shortstop Michael Russell with two outs, another costly blunder, and then catcher Brian Holberton brought him in with a towering, majestic homer into the right field trees. It was only UNC's second home run in both regional rounds for a team that had hit 47 during the regular season. Trailing 4-2, the Tar Heels made some things happen in the sixth with lots of help from the Garnet Chickens. Their first baseman, Carl Martin, tipped a line drive by Colin Moran that might have curved foul, and the triple scored Landon Lassiter. After Sky Bolt was hit by a pitch, Cody Stubbs' lazy fly to shallow left was not deep enough for Moran to tag up and go home. But South Carolina pitcher Adam Westmoreland cut off the throw and tried to nail Bolt, who had tagged up from first, and fired the ball into center field, scoring Moran to tie the game. Then two Gamecock pitchers promptly walked three straight heels to force in Bolt with the game-winning run. And in the ninth, when Scott Forbes called on Kent Emanuel to get the last two outs, South Carolina didn't even wait to see if the big lefty was still struggling. Swinging at the first two pitches that produced easy outs, the traditional pig pile at the pitcher's mound, and UNC's sixth trip to the College World Series in 8 years. Congratulations, guys, for having the pluck and character to pull it out. Next comes NC State in Omaha. Yikes. This is Archansky. See ya.